This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon reportedly will surrender tomorrow to face new criminal charges in New York. The AP's Julie Walker.
Steve Bannon says the Manhattan DA has now decided to pursue phony charges against me 60 days before the midterm election, accusing the Democratic prosecutor of targeting him the way the feds did in 2020 when he was accused of duping donors who gave money to fund a wall on the U.S. border. The longtime ally of Trump, who had pleaded not guilty, was dropped from the federal case when the former president pardoned him. So far, the Manhattan DA is declining to comment. A person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity says Bannon will turn himself in tomorrow. Julie Walker, New York.
Now to that unrelenting heat in the West, 116 yesterday in Sacramento. Advice to residents?
Governor Gavin Newsom says run the air conditioner early when there is more power available. Later,
in particular, 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded, going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
With experts worried about a nuclear catastrophe in Ukraine, Russian forces renewed shelling in the area of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. That from a local official. The experts want a safe zone around the plant. Britain's new Prime Minister Liz Truss is naming her new cabinet. A woman will be Deputy Prime Minister, and Black and South Asian politicians are filling many of the top jobs. Gulf Arab countries are asking Netflix to remove what they call offensive content on the streaming service, apparently targeting programs with gays and lesbians. This is AP News. Juul has agreed to pay to settle an investigation. The AP's Jennifer King.
Electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle a two-year probe. 33 states and Puerto Rico have extracted a $438.5 million agreement from Juul Labs after an investigation into its marketing, which had been blamed for a surge in underage vaping. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong made the announcement. The settlement, to be paid out over 6 to 10 years, amounts to about 25% of the company's U.S. sales last year. Juul has agreed to refrain from a host of marketing practices. Federal health regulators are still scrutinizing Juul after a court stayed an attempt by the FDA to ban their e-cigarettes from the market. I'm Jennifer King.
Air travel's nearly recovered to what it was before the pandemic, even topping 2019 numbers over the Labor Day weekend. Business travel remains 25% to 30% below 2019 levels. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.